Joe's need to know news. I would like to think this couldn't happen, but it's kind of a warning as summer's going on. You got to be careful when you're out there swimming, whether it's in a pool, out in a lake, or in an ocean. A newlywed from Iowa says her husband drowned in Florida during their honeymoon. Could you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
It was his first ever time in the ocean swimming. The 22-year-old was swimming with his wife when the two ran into trouble with the current, kind of had a riptide where you're supposed to swim out of it, like not against it. You got to like kind of go back.
So it was his first time in the water ever? So
yeah.
Ever swimming in the ocean?
And first time at 22 years old. And they ran into that trouble. They were pulled out towards the sea. Her husband started to panic, and that's when he went under for about a minute. The lifeguard and other people swam on by to help him. They got him on a paddleboard, but he was unable to be revived. So sad.
That's horrific.
Just, yeah, if you ever encounter a rip current, do not swim against it. You will tire yourself out. Just try to swim back out, and you'll be able to swim around it, kind of. But that's easy to say logically when you're not feeling like you're drowning.
Sure,
so.
You're like, all you got to do, but yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that.
All right, well, I'm one of those people. I'm not afraid to admit it. I actually have myself an iPhone, and if you do too, be careful about the text messages that you're actually clicking on. There's at least 6 security flaws in Apple's iOS software that could allow a hacker to take control of your phone. I bring this up about Liv the Web Girl, Mackenzie, hanging out with this week. You don't know this. Liv's phone was hacked and taken over by a Chinese family.
Stop. Yes, every single bit of that is true.
How do you know it was a Chinese family?
Because I went on my purchases list and they were purchasing things like through my phone with my credit card, and it was all like Asian symbols, either Chinese or Japanese symbols. And so I called and they were like, yeah, no, like we can locate it. It's a Chinese like family. I was a part of their like family sharing. Like they tried to hack me and all of a sudden I was a part of their family sharing. And I'm like, what is happening?
That's our favorite adopted daughter.
Liv's like, wait a minute. I'm on my family's plan. You can't be on my plan. Yeah, they say researchers looked for holes in the iOS software and found 6 of them, 5 of which have Apple's already fixed, so that's good. But 4 out of those 6 include the one not yet patched by Apple. It allows a hacker to break into your phone by sending you an iMessage filled with malicious code, like malware. All you need to do is open the message, and the cyber crook has remote access to your phone.
What?
I click on everything. I'm like, what's this? Okay.
You know what I found? Sometimes it'll say, hey, a breach in security in your... And that is the actual hackers trying to get your information. Like, to recover,
Dang.
Do this. You can't... Don't fall for it.
Too late now. I did it twice this morning. Uh-oh.
Oh, great job.
Would you rather take a trip with a person or with your phone? 33% of Americans say they'd rather take a trip alone, do a little solo, and take their phone with them than an actual trip with another person. After going on a trip with my wife, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, I will do my next trip all by myself. I think I might just vacation that way for the rest of my life.
I love traveling alone. I travel a lot by myself, and it's easy because you just obviously do whatever you want.
Was it hard at first, Mackenzie, or did you just come natural to you?
No, I liked it.
What about you, Liv? Would you go solo, or do you have to have somebody with you?
I have to have someone with me for 2 reasons. 1, I don't trust myself traveling alone. I feel like I'm going to get taken. 2... I'm on my phone so much, like on a day-to-day basis, that when I go on vacation and when I travel, I'm never on it. Like, I never use my phone when I'm traveling because I need an escape from it. So I don't want to travel and then just be alone, so I'm on my phone all
the
time.
Have you ever traveled alone?
I have one time. I mean, like, I didn't take a trip alone, but I've, like, ridden on a plane by myself because I had friends that were already down there.
I didn't realize how many older folks are scared to travel by themselves. And they come up to me just because I don't know if they can tell I travel a lot.
Excuse me,
young
lady.
This is what I say. I said, you know what? Just stop and ask. You can ask your way through all the airports. There's a million people to help you because people get intimidated to travel by themselves, but just ask somebody.
I almost got kicked off my flight when I traveled by myself.
That's because you were drunk, though.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never done this before. But yeah, I almost got kicked off my flight. And then I fake cried. I made myself cry.
On the plane?
No, like to the flight people. And it'd be like, I can't get kicked off. I need to be down there. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's okay, sweetie. We'll make sure you get a seat. I was like, all right, cool.
All right, remind me to fly solo next time we have a work trip. All right, speaking of crying, Liv, I wonder if you have ever thought about doing this. Crying over your breakup can actually help you lose weight. Scientists have just discovered that when you are extremely emotional, Liv, and crying, Liv, after a breakup, it helps you lose weight. It happens because you produce a hormone. I forget the name of it, but it's actually connected to fat loss. Why can't I cry more? I'd be skinny, man. I got depression.
It's
but
a
like,
real thing. And have you heard of the divorce diet?
But I feel like you get fat off of a, like, I don't know what divorce diet is, but don't you
get
big?
It's just the same thing. It's like you're just so, like, so drained. You're just exhausted.
I feel like it's, like, it depends on the person. Like, me, when I go through a breakup, I, like, ugly cry in the shower so hard.
Oh, no.
All of it. I'm, like, taking 3 showers a day because that's the only time I'll ugly cry. But for me, when I'm super upset, I have no appetite. But other people kind of use food as a comfort.
Yeah,
so it just depends
on
the person.
I'm happy, sad. I mean, man, I don't think I could ever not eat food. And finally, a 107-year-old woman has her secret to life. Louise Singer, I believe that's how you say her name, celebrated her 107th birthday.
It.
Yep, nailed it. Who's going to know? Fact check that, sucker. She did her 107th birthday this year in an assisted living facility in New York City. And she says her secret to life is always staying active.
If they have exercise, I do the exercise. If they have dancing, I dance. I still do a little dancing. And then after my lunch, I will play bingo. So I had a full day.
Dang, that does sound like
get
a
it.
Lot.
Get it, girl.
Even to me, I'm like, whoa, you do all that in one day?
I love bingo.
You're crazy.
I think the secret of 107, I never got married. I think that's the secret.
Okay.
My sister says, I wish I never got married, she says.
She's adorable.
She'd be fun to play some bingo with and have some schnapps or something.
I want her to be my new best friend.
No kidding. Grandma goals for sure. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online on our website.